three.
We put the boss in the back.
I'm so small, you can't see me sitting back there.
You each want to fill out one of these and then tear it off. You keep the bottom section. The top section goes in a receptacle in that tent, the longest white roof up there. And that's a chance to get a ride on one of the rescue boats.
Oh, too cool.
In the meantime, go around to your left. There's someone over there to help you park. Enjoy your visit to Station Fort Pierce.
Thank you.
Fort Pierce Inlet.
Mm-hmm.
All Coast Guard stations are here when they jump in the boats. They've got all kinds of boats. Big ones, little ones. They also patrol for illegal aliens and all coming in. Right across from the big marina and yacht club.
You can hear the boats way down?
No, that's a motorcycle. That's not. They got boats like right in front of us. We'll see them up there. Small boats to, you know, like 20-foot boats with outboards on them or something like that. Down here, they got a big boat to let people on.
A sea view with a small boat.
I never met that person.
Down here. Down here. Here. So it's like 3 times as long as you. Look, that's got the.
It's got the mirrors on it, like
it's
your car.
It's almost like riding a motorcycle. See, now that's a handlebar. Now feel the seat. Down in there.
Yeah.
That's a life jacket they've got. Two people can ride on this one.
And right here, they got it's on a trailer, and they put that. They've got one of them on each side, and they.
Hey,
that,
folks.
Hi. And they put that boat up on the, you know, on that trailer.
Down here, put your hand down. This is like where your feet would go.
That's where your feet go in that area.
Yeah, almost like on a motorcycle.
Feel a nice soft seat straight in front of you.
Yes, I saw that.
And it runs back up. And then you can have someone behind you here.
Right.
This is a life preserver that you're going over there.
Right.
Look at this pole right in front of you.
Hey, this is pretty cool.
And Cindy, if you fall off, it cut off or go around the circle.
Too cool.
Don't they?
No, they, I know they shut off.
Cut off, yeah. They used to go in a circle. Then if they turn over, they're waterproof, like the engine and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You get back on, start them up.
Flip them back up and take off again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tommy Hardy's now used to have one. Can you imagine us riding on that? When we first bought it, we didn't know how to use it. Had this little kid come down. He showed us
how to use it. Showed you how to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Now this one starts right where I am and comes all the way down to here.
Yeah. Well, it's
and
big.
You can see what they feel like. Yeah.
You can't even reach the top of it to see where they would get in it.
This is a propeller.
Wow.
On the bottom of the motor.
Yeah, that's huge.
And that's what.
Yeah.
And that thing will keep turning around. That's what pushes the
boat motor
forward into the water. Yeah, that's here, and then they got the seat up there.
Wow.
turn them and start biting hair, and that's what causes your lift.
But Cindy, the blades are as long as the helicopter.
The blades are 35 feet.
Wow.
From tip to tip. You could put it down. You just have to keep your rotor speed up. And you just pull on auto rotation. Right before you get close to the ground, you just pull all your power in. And it's just boom, boom, boom.
And so these don't have steering wheels like Carnal. They've got
stick.
Back over. This right there. That's what they steer it by.
And that's
like
called
the
cycling.
It looks like the controllers for video games.
Yes, it's just like it.
Yeah.
It is just like it.
Yeah.
Then you have one more set of controls, but they're on the floor. They're called the rudders. That's what controls your yaw.
Those are like pedals, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Cool.
And every time you do one with one, you got to do something special with this one. When you pull up on this, you got to add left pedal. When you push down on it, you got to add right pedal. The blade is spinning this way, so it's going to want to bring the nose that far that way on takeoff. So you got to bring it back to the water.
Are you flying for the Sheriff's Department?
Yes, I will. Yeah, actually, we can put four in it, but with all the extra equipment that we have on it, the night sun, the west cam in the front, the department's full of equipment. Three people safe.
Yeah.
And so most of the time it's only me and the other pilot. Yeah.
Thank you.
What is that, Don?
Emergency rescue demonstration.
Yep. Helicopter, nowhere to come to.
Wow.
Be like a rescue. Like if you were out in your boat,
mm-hmm.
and you had this, and you'd light it up. You have a boat up, put it on the boat up,
seen on that one?
Yeah.
There's someone there to help us in.
Yeah.
The rescue is complete.
Into the boat,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get him out of the water. But like if it's up north when the water's real cold, they only got so many minutes to do this.
Yeah, right.
Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have seen it? What you have your hands on is a Lyle gun, and it's between it's between 140 and 172 years old. It's from the U.S. Life Saving Service, which is what the Coast Guard was formerly known as. They combined the U.S. Life Saving Service, the U.S. Revenue Cutter Service, the U.S. Lighthouse Service, the Steamship Service, and they put them all together under one auspice, and they called it the U.S. Coast Guard.
Right.
So this has been around a very long time. It was previously used to launch all the way up at this end. It's the muzzle end. You can feel it's got a very large bore. It's been filled with lead so nobody can be injured by it. But up here, they used to shoot a projectile out. And it could go out a couple hundred yards to a vessel that had stranded during a storm on the reef. And then they could tow lines out to it. Then they'd pull lines out, and after they had enough lines rigged up, they would put a block on it, and the person could be pulled back ashore from the distressed vessel and keep them from having to jump in the water and swim.
So this just helps them locate where the vessel is.
Well, it helps them shoot the line out to it
to
do the rescue. That's how they get it out there, so no one has to swim it out. Back here, up here is called the match hole. Well, it's not a button. It would have had a fuse, because this, again, is 150 years old.
Yeah.
So the fuse would have burned right here, and then if you push down, it's how they change the elevation.
I see. It pushes
so the gun, right, it can be turned left or right, up and down.
You had to let him
The boat to the ground was 100 yards away from the boat. The other boat couldn't get to it, had this on it. What he's saying, they'd shoot a rowboat to it. Then they would rescue the people off the boat that was in the shallow water.
100 years ago, chances are you were rescuing a sailing vessel.
Yeah.
And a sailing vessel, all sailing vessels, big sailing vessels, have a lot of rope for their riggings and their masts. So then they would have plenty of rope. They would
tie the line
that went out, was shot out. They could tie ropes to that, and then the crew on the beach, the beach party, could pull those lines back, and they could rig up blocking tackles. And then the people could safely tie themselves to that line and be pulled ashore instead of trying to swim, which many people 100 years ago, not nearly as many people could swim 100 years ago as could swim today.
Right.
We didn't have swimming pools and such, so unless you grew up by that or you had a pond, not a lot of people swam.
Yeah.
So your chances of surviving without the help from somebody ashore wasn't very good.
Yeah. Well, this is really cool. Thank you.
Thank you.